Outside there, and we like to hear you know, the things that God has done for them and the blessing that they had on the outside there, and we just wanted to come and share with us the testimony, you know, that what God has blessed them with on the outside there. Amen. Amen. Let us sing the song, "Thank You, Lord." I just want to thank you. Amen. Why Brother Steve just make his way, and you know, we have a lot of time to just come and just share the testimony with us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Lord, your Holy Spirit, Lord, are moving in such a great way, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, Father. We know how great thou art, Father. We know, God, Jesus, thy love towards us is great, Father. We think peace of us, not of evil, Lord, Father. God, we thank you, Lord. Stand we have in Christ, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Father. Oh, Jesus, tonight, Lord, standing here, Father. Oh, God, thou knowest, there's no words, Lord, I could find to express, Lord. Things, Lord, I was seen and heard, Father. God, the way you work, Lord, the things you did, Father. Just ask, Lord, for your grace, Lord, the grace of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let me say something, Lord God, to shed a light, Father. Things that was done, Father. God, thou knowest the effect it had upon my life, Lord. And seeing your word, Lord, have such an effect on so much people, Lord. Churches, Lord, ministers, Father. Each and every one, Father. Not one, Lord God, could have asked whether it is the Lord. They knew it was the Lord, Father. Oh, Jesus. Testimonies, Lord, the things that they said, Father. God, like those Lepers, Lord, Father, was healed, Father, and one came back and gave thanks, Father. Oh, Jesus, Father. God, tonight, Father, the time you spend in your presence, Father, God, I trust, Lord, the things, Lord, you will say, Father. Oh, God, will show something, Lord, just give us a greater measure of faith, Father. Have a greater confidence in your word and what you're doing and what we have in our midst, Father. Which thou have raised up, Father. Oh, God, Jesus. We are a privileged people, Father. God, we just want to serve you, Father. Just want to lay aside every sin and every way that's going to be set us, Father. Even tonight, Lord, even in prayer, Lord, and hearing this voice over the loudspeaker, Lord, Father, looking back and seeing no one, Father. Oh, don't know what it is, Father. But Lord God, we know, Lord God, the things you have seen and heard in the foreign field, Father, and the testimonies coming back and hearing of the great miracles that thou have wrought among your people, Father. And see how the devil has been fighting, Lord God, and trying to hinder your people, but people being persevering, Father. We know things are happening, Father, in the supernatural realm, Father. And these things are not strange, Father. We know your angel is here, Father. We know your Holy Spirit is here with us, Lord, Father. Oh, God, Jesus, we thank you, Father. We could just stand here and just praise you whole night, Father. All the things you have done, all the things you have blessed us with, Father. The privilege we have as a people, Lord, called from the world, Father. In this little nation, Father, little dot on the map, Father. Yes, still you give it world recognition, Lord Jesus. Remember the prophet spoke about that little place, Lord, a little place you have there, came out of a little wasteland, a little pond, Father. But Lord God, I have an effect around the world, Father. God, this little place is known around the world, Lord Jesus. No, Father, many try to keep it down, Father. But Lord God, I literally keep pressing and pressing and pressing, Father. Oh God, the dark clouds came, Father. Try to keep the light out, but the light keep pressing through, Father. The clouds roll back, Lord Jesus, and light have been sprung up in many places, Father. People walk with a new lease in life, Father. People walk with a new vision, Father. People testifying, Lord God, that you visit them, Lord Jesus. Oh God, people saying an entire nation, it will never be the same for them, Lord. Oh, men longing, Lord God, to come, Lord, and sit, Lord, and just a fellowship. Men testifying, Lord, just want to come on here, certain people sing certain songs, Father. Such a great effect it had, Lord, Father. Even the songs, Lord, they just want to see faces of those who sing, Lord. Come and hear them sing. The pay all passage, Lord, to come this way just to hear them sing a song, Father. God, not flattering, Father, but they're saying that with a real conviction. Tears rolling down their eyes, Father. Getting red in the face, Lord, Father. God, people, Lord God, such pain, Lord, on the inside, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for the things you've done. Bless your servant, Father. Anoint him more and more and more and more and more, Father. God, Jesus, bless him, Father. Help us, Lord, to keep garrison in this ministry, Lord, Father. Stand faithful, Lord, stand true, Lord. God, Jesus, help us in every way, Lord God. To heed to the things that we have heard, Lord. The word that was spoken, Lord, the things that was shown us, Father, is nothing but the truth. It's just said, Lord, Father. Lord, I might call you raised up, Father, the 17th vision, Father. Say nothing more what Elijah already said, Lord Jesus. Like one like Joshua, Lord, Father, crossing back over that Jordan, Father. Taking your people into the promise, Father. So many things, Lord Jesus. God, so many scriptures unfolding in such rapidity, Father. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us to say something tonight, Lord, Father. God, to really show the things you've done, Father. God, if you don't have the ability, trust that you would come now, Father. Come now, Lord God, and do something, Lord, to trust all the things you have done, what you are doing, Father. Help us, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let us stand our Bibles. I'm going to read from Genesis 14.
peoples.
Read from verse 10. The background is the kings of Solomon, all the other kings that are confederates with him, came and took Lot captive and Abraham going to deliver Lot. Read from verse. This is verse 11. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abraham the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the place of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and brother of Anah, and these were confederate with Abraham. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants born in his own house. Amen. 318 and pursued them unto Dan. Wherever it takes, wherever, what part of the year, whether it's down under, pursue them way unto Dan. And delivered himself, divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hoban, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. You could have a seat. Well, first of all, I never thought I would have been here tonight. I knew I would have to give a testimony, and you know, with a long money trip, a lot of thoughts have been coming concerning things that God has been doing. And I jot down here, I jot down there, I jot down here, I jot down here. But I know normally brother would tell me, you know, well, tomorrow or whatever, maybe Wednesday. So I thought that when I get them and put them together. But coming tonight, you know, I saw that he had some problems with his car and going back south. And I saw him upstairs there and I saw him calling me. So I tell Sammy and never brother Sai, I said, what brother been calling me for, boy? You know, mine have an idea what he called me for. So I'm coming down and I watched him and I see him smiling and I say, well, he's yakking my check. And I say, well, a little bit. He's yakking my testify tonight. I say, well, no problem. I say, no problem. I know we'll have a problem putting them together, but you know, I say, no problem. So I sat there, I said, Lord, you know, I just depend upon you. I don't just want to give a report, but a testimony, because God has done something great. It's not, I want to just quote one of the brothers that ministered in New Zealand. He says the greatest thing on the field is before the prophet and after the prophet. That's a quote. He says the greatest thing on the field is before the prophet and after the prophet. Now, the reason why I took this scripture is that it showed Abraham taking his trained servants. It gave names here, Mamre, which means fatness, Eshcol. Eshcol means a cluster of grapes, and Anna means a young man. But then right after that, he didn't just stop with three men. He said, born his own house, 318, to their others. And I was thinking about, you know, I just didn't want to give a testimony of what God did in Australia and New Zealand and the Fiji Islands and Tucson. But you see, God started the work a long time ago. Yeah. You know, many times we go on the foreign field, I've been thinking about that, you know, saying to pray for us and say, Lord, you know, we out here, you know, seems to be praying in prayer meeting at home, and sometimes they call your name in the prayer, and, you know. The amount of prayer that I've been praying, and not only now, but over the years, I saw, you know, I said, Lord, you know, they have never really gotten the chance to go, many of them, certain places. They may never get a chance. But God's so rich in mercy that God did something in a great way that I saw, even before we leave. God brought the atmosphere. Many times they just come back and testify of things God has done on the foreign field. But God brought the same atmosphere right here in the island. I had many to be on the foreign field, Princess Tom, seizures. That is what I saw, and I know that is what happened. Now, I'm just saying it this way to show the love of God. God has given us an opportunity, each and every one. And those who have been staying back over the years have gotten the opportunity. And I know it has been a blessing, and I know it is still a blessing. To go seizures, it's like the atmosphere and going seizures, the work that's been done, that is the foreign fields. The messages, the masses come and call us with thee, all those messages, is exactly the same thing he preached many times on the foreign field. Certain times, according to the conditions, he will take part from this message, part from this message, part from this, and put it together because of certain conditions. But the quality of word and the way the word is being preached is exactly what is being done out there. The long distance traveling. I mean, say we travel 2.5 hours to see us. We may have to travel 13 hours, 14 hours to go to a certain place. Travel 8 hours from them in car. But it's the very same atmosphere. And I saw God, through his love, honor the prayers of the saints. And through his mercy, have given us all the opportunity to be in his service. So we all have an experience of what the ministry is like on the foreign field. That's why I took this scripture here. And I remember Brother preaching a message, a finished cycle. And you know, I was seeing here in this little scripture here with Abraham. Lot was with him at one time. And Lot chose to separate himself and Lot went. But let's just say at the end of a finished cycle, Lot was held captive, brought into captivity. And Abraham, we're talking Trinidad now, Trinidad and the foreign field. Abraham now have to train, take his trained servant born in his own household, and go even unto Dan. I mean, it's just almost the last part of Trinidad and Tobago. To deliver his lost fallen brother. After 20 years. We don't know how much years it took between Lot departing from Abraham and Abraham going back there. We don't know how much years. And when we went to seizures, I noticed, you know, there's a family there now. I want to say this is real humility, you know. I just want to say to bring a point. There's a family there that was, there were people that was once among us. And you know, they. And after all these years, you go back and you see the same people. And then you realize that here it is now, going back around after all these years, to deliver your lost fallen brother. And I remember the years ago, 1982, I now come to the message. I hear brother saying, all those who are blessed go after the lost fallen brother. I didn't know what he meant, but he popped my hand. In my mind, I was thinking about my friend of the block who I came out from under. That was in my mind. But coming along in the message, I realized that it's a lost fallen brother. And then I realized, after all these years, look what it come up to. Now, what God have achieved on the field. You know, many times we come back and we test it and we say, you know, this has been the greatest in such a wonderful way. But this, it have never been anything like this one before. Even one of the ministers, you know, he said, the greatest ministry on the field before the prophet and after the prophet. Now, God told Joshua, he said, Joshua, I'll magnify you beside the people. Joshua did a lot of things. God was with him and he knew that God had magnified him beside the people. But you know, when Joshua says, sun stand still, that affected the whole world, you know. For the sun don't move, the earth doesn't move. So it means that magnifying Joshua inside the people is one thing. But magnifying inside the world is the next thing. And that, what does that come down to? And I was reading a little article. Joshua Peter, Sister Brown sit down in the second row, and they said, and Brother Brown was about to leave the following morning for a 4-month campaign in Africa. And I watched her sister Hope right, Sister Branham right there. She her arm full like that. And I said, well, what's she going through? She mind, boy. The prophet going away for 4 months. She have to be away from him for 4 months. And then in my mind, I think this prophet to be away for 4 months is not an easy thing. We make 2 weeks. And we started to talk about saying that this was. Hear them singing and we started. This have been a little better. We didn't feel so homesick so early. But he going for 4 months. And then in my mind, I think, I say, Lord, you know, one day it will be more than 1 month. Because of the need. We normally go like July every year. But just now it will be like December, Easter, July over holidays, September, then December. Because of the pull and the ministry. And like, many people see something, they say, I've seen something there. And they acknowledge that, they hear, they see it. But now with more than they've seen something, they want it. And they realize it now that this is it. Now you have many ministries, you know. You have many. Now, understand what I'm saying is, huh? Have many ministries. But there's something special about this mountain. The day before we left us in the office, a brother called me. He said, Steve, what you say, Brother Licorice, get a hold of Brother Licorice, brother, you have a barber. So when you want to get a haircut. So he came up and we tried to get Brother Licorice, brother, but we couldn't get through. So he came down and he went crib to get a haircut. And like, he wasn't getting, kind of getting a little self-like, so he came. So they were by Victor. So he laughed at his back. So we're by Victor now, so Victor took him, he asked Victor, who's your barber? So Victor took him sound by two men, two of his barbers, but every time they reach a spot, they say, the barber now leave. They go by next spot, they say, the barber now leave. God bless your sister, and now get conscious that you're all inside here. He said, the barber now leave. So finally now, he ended up by Victor now, to try and help him with the hair. But Mario was telling me after that, Victor brought all this piece of cloth. And he tell him, he say, you know this cloth? Robin said, no. He said, this cloth is the banner in Tobago, the dove. And he threw it and he wrapped it around his neck and he tied it. So I tell Mario, I said, that is it. As he didn't go home, eh? When Mario tell me that, I said, that is it. I said, that is it right there. Because the Wednesday night, when you're speaking, you were talking about the dove and the Tobago experience. At the end of the service now, he calls us and asks to come and think about the dove. And when I saw all that, to begin with, his barber, when he went by his barber, barber had some kind of eye problem. And he couldn't trim, so he ended up this whole circle and come right there, sit down with St. Joseph. And they're going to wrap the mantle with the dove, the same mantle with the dove, wrong him and tie him wrong his neck, and then gave him a haircut. So I told Margaret, I say, no, I get serious in Kaya. I tell her, you see, because I know some things that I watch that I know what will turn out, how it will be. So I told her, I said, that is it. So she said, what? I said, that is it right there. So I said, I tell her about even when I talk about the dove and having to go all about and not get that trim and come right there and then put that mantle around him with that dove, that banner with the dove. And before I left, I knew that was it. I really never explained nothing to him, but I knew. Now, six years ago, they went to New Zealand, Brother Brother Kenny, and Brother Eddie. And when we went back there, we said, I didn't know the people, Brother knew the people. When we went back there, the witness and the testimony that they had was that, like they tell me, say 6 years, boy. They say 6 years, why you say so long? 6 years. They say every year we have a convention And they would say, who should we invite? Say, everybody pop their hand, Brother Ben. Year after year after year after year after year. And when we went there, the type of people we met, who when he went the first time, they were, let's say, budding ministers, or let's say people in congregation. And when he went there, we met a crop of young ministers. A crop that grew from the head. And the approach the men have to the world, you see in our, we see in our history. We see in a man years ago come out from under certain people who just going around. And this man come out by faith. And then look at the ministry shown here, right here today. We saw the same start, the same kind of men, talking the same kind of way, have the same kind of experience. I know, I was thinking, the Bible said Paul went in a city to get one, next month he went back to get 30. Because that one was previously the real Holy Ghost apostolic seed. After 6 years, come back and see such a quality of ministers. And these men, all these men asking for, they say, he just wants the keys. Before he goes to sleep, 2 o'clock, they want the keys. All through the day. And in the convention, the way these men, each one of them testify, and when they come up to speak, you see young men with a revelation speaking the word. The terminology they're using, the way they're approaching the message, you see in the way that we know. So we are, these men have gotten a hold of something. One of the ministers pray, Lord, he prayed there, and he said, Lord, he's crying, he prayed, he said, Lord, New Zealand will never be the same again. Now, we know you're something happening in the natural realm in Trinidad and Tobago. We didn't know nothing, you know. We got a phone out on the plane coming from Fiji. I saw from this family back in the plane, so I get up and I walk back with them. So we cannot leave because it's about a 9-hour flight. It's 14 hours going flight, non-stop at 9 coming back. So see, not so long, so we stand in the back there, talking. Linemen try to tell them, I say, boy, you can spot a tree anywhere. So we talking and laughing. So this means she just come on the side, close to us. So how are you guys? I say, all right. So you're from Jamaica? I say, no. From Trinidad. So you're big cricket? I say, yeah. When you say that, I say, yeah. So he said, you know Brian Lala? I say, you know him? He said, yeah, he broke the record. I said, broke the record. When he said that, I asked him, I say, how much he make? He said, 324. I said, nah, man, he broke the record. So I'm going to start talking about how he failed. Because we started talking about the young man approach. When he make 170 something, he failed. Because he's supposed to make 200. If he make 290, he failed. Because he's supposed to make 3. If he make 364, he failed. Because he's supposed to make 365. That's the man approach. That's how the man is, if you don't know him. So we talking along them lines. So when the plane land now, I come out, but like, I forget something. I'm missing something. So then I realize I had a little parcel. So I went back for the parcel. I pick up the parcel. When I pick up the parcel now, I was forced now to take a different route to come out to the plane. Because I was 2 different aisles. So when I come around the aisle, the last person, I saw this man fidgeting in the cabinet there for people and he looking. I say, you have it? So the man showed me, I see 375. Boy, I take the papers and I run on the plane. And I run down and looking for Bobby in front. And I call and whistle him. I say, hey! So I show me papers. When you spray on the sheet, so you're about by this is Salina is and I hear. That man, he stands there so, he stands so. Staring like, you know, like life leaves him and like the all thoughts gone. I watch him and you get cold. So he takes it and he wraps the papers, put it on his back and throw it on up reading and we rejoice in the airport. We want to know what you're rejoicing for. Because even come along, we talking about the knock. We talking them too much. We say, boy,
That was an Indian. It was great because even living here, you're talking about the same boys. Some get 277, some get 254, but we know how much you get. Then we saw that, I mean, so we already know what happened. But then we saw that man. That was it. Record is broken. Now we know what we're talking about, eh? And you all know how I'm talking it. It is broken. It's the greatest innings for the prophet and after the prophet. The young man wasn't even born. 1958. He wasn't born, he wasn't around. He wasn't around, and the young man wasn't around 1958 when it happened, you know. And when he comes and you see him here, care who make this, who make that, he keeps saying, I will be that, and I will be like that man. And he didn't want to stop at 365, you know. He don't, in other words, he don't want to garnish that innings. That innings is good, yeah, but this is your only manifestation, the sons of God. And that is exactly what is happening. So much for that. Now, something supernaturally happened. For me, what I found myself in. I don't know how you all would type it. Some of them type it already, but never yet. Something happened for me is that going on all the years, I have mostly been like going in ministry and helping any little way and you know, support the work and prayer and the presence and you know, everything. But this one was different. I found myself ushering in every service, almost every service in Australia. But then what happened now, I begin to realize now, you see always it's good when God tells you go somewhere, you go and no more man complain. Prince Tom was the training. And I never knew that Prince Tom was the training, because when we went to Prince Tom now, I tell Eddie, I say, Eddie, we have to do something, and we decide that we usher the people to their seats and get the order so they work to be ministered and get our atmosphere, we go with our atmosphere and it's just also. I catch myself ushering. And then it become a norm that when we go, I am the usher in Prince of Song. I'll also see just until one of the brothers come yakking to help us and see just. And ushering and putting people in the seat, and it become like a part of me during that 2 months period we were working Prince of Song. And then I get to realize now it was training for something coming, training for ministry. I was conscious of that, so I was working with the brothers. I had 2 deacons in the church in Australia and working with them. And although I was working with them, I was conscious that you don't want to go and control people's atmosphere, so you have to do it in a way like you're volunteering to do something, but you're looking for the response. If you see that they're not too comfortable, you kind of pull out that kind of way like, and maybe try next angle and do something else. But they were very responsive and very and accepting your assistance. And it had been such a great thing until we had deacon meeting. After eating, they would call and say, "Brother, we want to talk with you." And they would sit down. They would ask all the questions, how we need to do things. And I would explain to them every single thing. And they would adopt the very same atmosphere, every single thing. The ushers, deacon by the door, seating the people. I tell the prophet say, when you come and say that an angel will put you in a seat. And they take that and they apply, that become word to them and they're applying that. And it was such an effect, not only on them, but the entire congregation and the ministers. You know, they would say, you know, even the minister now will come to be ushered, he will come directly for me to usher. And it was such a wonderful thing, but not knowing that that wouldn't end right there. We went to New Zealand for the convention. I went on the day, the morning. So Brother told him, I said, "Brother Steve is here. If there's anything you all want to assist you all in." I know from the time he said that, I know exactly what you're talking about. So the morning for the convention, this auditorium, this college that they rented for the convention, I went on the morning to help them and pack the chairs and things.
you know, we were packing, but they had the chairs all a certain way. So I started talking to Deacon about packing the chairs and just getting commission and all that, that kind of way. So they began to see what I'm talking about, and we had the chairs packed straight and neat. But in the evening of the first service, I came early. I spoke to the deacons. During the day, I spoke to him. I said, we would like to, you know, if we could help in any way. I said, for we, which is I and the other two, if we could help, to help the ministers, that when they come for the convention, they could preach and they could, but we have to help them, make sure the people, everything is in order and everything. So I talked that way to let them know that there's a responsibility left for us and something we have to do. I came to the last, spoke to them, so I said, we're going to do so and so, so on. They agreed. When I went in the middle of the hall and started ushering out, I begin to get certain kind of feedback from certain people. They're not accustomed to it. Some accept it, some like it. But just a few, the expression on their face, I begin to feel kind of funny and real bad. So, after a while, I got a little break, so I went back in the seat in the back and sit down. I said, boy, what are you doing, boy? I can say that my battle, I said, next thing, you know, nothing will announce officially, and then this thing might go a certain way. But then I get to realize that again, a false conviction. I said, no, I said, but it will help the people. So I said, Satan, I said, you trying to give me a false conviction, this could help the people. And I get back up and I go on in midnight, I saw the usher. And all through the meetings, that had been such an effect upon all the ministers, all the congregations, until after you'll have ministers and all the deacons in the congregation coming and saying, they say, brother, this we want back in our church. And they begin to ask questions, why I do this? I notice you do this. I notice you have a husband, a wife, then a wife and a husband, then a husband and a wife. You have them jumbled up. You have the young people in a row. You have these single sisters, single brothers. They ask me why. I explain them all through the meeting, everyone coming individually. And the ministers keep saying, you know, they're so glad what has been done. And the place was such in a way that before the meetings, the people come in, there's a reverence in the entire place. Because, of course, if you have order, you're going to get reverence. And even when they're going back out after the service, you know, I'll usher them back out and I told Brother Ben, I said, boy, I was to pull some from Kelvin Dyer. When you're standing, you don't do so. I had to pull from Kelvin Dyer, his holy hand, and tell them God bless you and smile. I was to pull from Victor. Victor will usher them out and do like that. So I put all them together. I'm like, you know, I was to do. You know, I do all of that to be an usher. No, honestly, truly, that's what I do, you know. No, sometimes I could kind of, when I say not really imitate, but if I'm a nigga, I think I could make it. So it was kind of easy for me to do it. So I was to pull from them three brothers. I you know, I need brother Jennings, the way he would, you know, you would call them in a thing. So I pulled from each one of them ushers and just like certain pastors and messages. Compile together and do God a service. Amen. One night I was ushering and I saw this minister sitting on his seat and he getting red and like water in his eyes and he's staring me. So I wanted him to say, what is this man going through, boy? No, I was close to him, man, because, you know, he took up a responsibility to get me early before anybody comes. So he don't want, if I come late, somebody sit down here, somebody sit down there. He wants that when I come, we put in them where we want to put them to sit down. So he would, you know, he would sacrifice. He's a minister. And he come like, he made himself like a chauffeur like. He would ask me, Steve, what time in the morning? Steve, what time tonight? And if I say 9, if you have to sleep 1 hour and get back up, he come at 9. So I saw him in the seat and going through a whole thing like a man, you know, like he wants to speak in tongues or he wants to pulls apart and praise God. So I watch him, I notice going through something. For a long while, so after service now, he called me. He said, Brother Steve, he said, if you know what happened tonight, I said, what? He said, that wasn't you. He said, that wasn't the Holy Spirit. And he goes through the side, wondering, what is this man talking about? You know how we are, we, you know, we. So I said, what is this man talking about? He said, I went to a minister church a couple of weeks ago, some while ago. He said, the minister was complaining to me about three sisters in the congregation, that always in service, always talking, and giving problems. And no matter how much you talk to them, they will sit together and they will always give problems. They will be always be like talking and laughing in service. And he told me, he said, he tell the pastor, he said, separate them. Put them in different places. So I told him, I said, you did the right thing. You did the right advice. He told me, those same three sisters came up. He said, you don't know them. He said, but you put each one in individual seats. And there was space for many sisters, and only put them together when they come in rows, put them together. He said, but you put three of them in individual seats. He said, when I saw that, to him, that was a vindication that the order what was being done was God doing it. So now I realize what he said now. I realize I don't know these sisters. So I know they come tomorrow night. I put three together now. I don't want to get over my battle. So I said, Lord, so then, I got a thought. I told him, I said, yeah. I said, God do that for you to show to you that the advice you gave the minister was correct. I said, because they can come together and put them back together tomorrow. So I kind of, not breaks it, but you know, sometimes, you know, they say, let the play tricks up your mind, so to avoid that. I said, God do that to show you that the advice you gave the minister was correct. God only do that to show you that. But they may come tomorrow and say, I don't know them up to now. I'm going to put them together again. You know? And when we left that part of New Zealand, we went to another part. And when we came in, the deacon, when I reached in, they say, well, Steve, listen, look. They say, you're doing a good job. They say, take over. I say, no, you go ahead. In other words, they each keep coming and asking questions. I want to know when to go back. They want to go back and administrate in their own churches where they come from. Ushers, deacons, and ministers, they want to do it. And it was such a supernatural thing. The word, the thing that was spoken. And I mean to say, you know, everybody, you had people falling. All the way, people who just came from the meetings and they decided they're going to go all the way. Who went home for 7 hours drive and came back for the rest of the meetings. You know, it was, to me, I remember I told him, brother, when the prophet said, he said, all the years of my ministry, I've never worked in the supernatural as I worked on this. Even for him too. He said, boy, this is the highlight, this is the capstone. And some of the brothers who were ministers, one of them was a rasta, he's a minister now, and they want to come. They really, really want to come. And it will be a great help for them. The reason why they are ministers that were born under this ministry. We go many places, and ministers are being helped, churches being helped. Ministers getting light to how to approach the word. But these here now are ministers who were born from this ministry. So when they see the minister now, when they see Brother Vin now, it's like, you took so long, and now we don't know when you're going to come back, but we want to come. I mean, you say, if I had a, not if I, but I, willing, I could do whatever I could to help to get them here, because it's real, genuine, I mean, you say, the crop that grew from the head, real, genuine brothers, ministers who have congregation. When you see the men start to speak, so you see men who have control, the humility these men have. You know, I noticed something, you know, you go to certain places, and you meet ministers, and they take the word and accept the word. And they want the word. But then, if they get up and talk to you, and they ask certain questions, or you fellowship are saying certain things that maybe they don't know, because you are in the ministry, you know certain things, you say certain things. Some of them kind of shy off and feel a certain way. But these men are so, these men are different. The prophet now there, these men sitting down and asking certain questions. And I see them kind of, they ask me the questions. I've never went through that before. They ask me questions, and when you tell them, show them the world how to do certain things, they accept me as if the minister telling them it. Like it's government telling them in that way. In other words, they know the ministry, and they know those who are under the ministry. They give respect to the word. You guys are in which channel come through. And you know, when you see that, you see like, it's like your own brother. It's like your own people who are born under the same ministry. So realize they are part of you. Though they're far away, they are part of you. And having them here will be a great, 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 great thing. And even the missionary fund that was established, you know, God did that. God did that for a reason. I know God did that for a reason. And it has been a great thing. Even unbelievers was converted. One time there's this couple that came, they really what they had an article in the part of the tongue. Accept the seal, accept the mark of the beast of the seal of God. Bring us in the album Trinidad. And I posted they have. So this couple already article in the newspaper, and they come to the meetings. And this woman looked like she had spirits upon her before. I was talking to her, and I could see the spirits upon her, like heavy spirits. The way she dressed, like them, you know, them cowboy girls. After the first meeting, when she came in, I gave her a seat, not up front, but kind of little, because sometimes they come in and they feel bad, you know, put them in the back. So I realized that convention, and I gave her and the gentleman a certain seat. And I made them comfortable, and after the meeting now, Sunday morning, she gave them to me. I saw her coming across, I went and cut her across. I began to talk and testify to her. I talked to her, and she began to testify about the grace of God. And I asked, see, I started testifying now. I realized I have nothing to say here. So I just listened to her. I just agreed, yeah. Say, yeah, like God's grace. And she began to talk more and more. You know, sometimes testify to somebody, the Bible says he that when a soul is wise. And if you play on one sport to win, you have to use wisdom and tactics. And when I saw her testify, I didn't know what she testifying. I had to testify to her. She testified what God has done and the encouragement over the years. So I just agree and I go along with her. So in my mind, I say, well, you have skill in testifying, you know. And she asked me certain question. I begin to talk to her. All right, talking to her. She just going to pull out one earring, pull out the next earring, and push it in her pocket. So I tell her, I say, yeah, I say, that is good what they did here. I said, the Lord will acknowledge that. She said, the Lord will bless him. She said, she wasn't too sure she would come tonight. But I know what brother is going to preach at the following night because of these messages. I know he's going to end up on 24 the death row. So I told her, I say, yeah, come tonight, man. I say, it would be good. I say, come tonight. So I began to talk to the husband come by. Now, in my mind, I get in battle now. Somebody you're talking to a woman, and she's interested, and the husband is the hindrance. See, my man, I wonder whether this man will be hindrance. When he comes smiling, chewing, he finished eating, and he tells him, say, you go and eat, you enjoy yourself. So I said, yeah, I'll enjoy it. So they came tonight, and boy, that was it. That was God speaking to her direct. She couldn't understand the supernatural things in the message, but the principal thing about the prodigal son, she couldn't understand, and that was for her. Someone tell Robin after the meeting, she said, this Steve? She said, this is Robin. Asked Robin, no, who's Steve? Robin said, who's Steve? She said, this Steve. Who's Steve? This Steve from Trinidad. He said, we'll come back to that. He know what it will be tonight. And they give their heart to the Lord, and they've been following all along. It's a really nice couple, and you know, they're worshiping. Next service, she's coming as a cute man. Come a nice little dress and she started shipping and she even tell them, she said, we come in prayer meeting Friday night. Some girls that hardly come prayer meeting, but they want to come prayer meeting. And you see, you know, and the very same night, brother preaching about Jesus and the Father, he said, he eats with sinners. The very same night, I said, let us go and eat. Man, you see the pants is the one I want. They talk about spirit and it's a table mark reserved. So I want to sit down, I said, come sit down. She said, yeah, sit down here, it's a reserve. I say, as a guest, come sit down here. I sit down next to her, and we eat nice fellowship with her. And the very same night, they said, Jesus, this man is there with sinners. And I know she's getting something from it. Because the way you deal with them, the love you show them, you know, it does a lot. And man, what a wonderful thing. As I pray tonight, I say, I can't get the words expressed. I don't feel it coming out good. But, you know, it's hard to express exactly what happened. Say, 375 is perfection and completion by grace. So that should say everything. That should say everything. I can't explain it. It's very hard to do it. You know, it's very, very difficult. We have never worked in supernatural realm before. I should brother preach the trumpets, preach the bars, preach all sort of things. But I'm saying for him, and he knows too. We have never worked in supernatural realm. You know, but he saw the. And, you know, but boy, he had his portion. He went over an island called Fiji Island. And Fiji Island have one way called, what we would call a diotrophy. Lots of impairments among the brethren. And it's a real situation. The type of people, the people they are, I think it's an African background. I know Africans are easy to enslave. We know that Africans, they enslave one another. And they're easy to be enslaved. And it was a real problem. And my head started hurting me when I started hearing the kind of problems that they had. But I knew definitely that the world is going to handle it. But it's so complicated until in your mind you can't help think about the complications and the kind of dirty things, the distant thing gone. Until it's like, it's a really, really chaotic situation, a real mess. And this minister now, they kind of established the work back there, and they can't put it together again. Like, they don't know how to put it together, they don't know how. And like, you know, their only hope, their last hope, is like, Isaiah Martinez, his only hope is Jesus is passing by. And if I miss this man, if I miss this opportunity here, that'll be the end. I'll remain blind forever, I could never regain my sight. I really went over there. Boy, through the message, the scripture, the Bible, the Old Testament, Jeroboam ordained peace, own peace days, and ordained his own priesthood and setting up people. Boy, I think this was the prayer messages. Boy, that was kind of stripped. And strip that system without calling names, without preaching against people. And you see, they're seeing that. So they want to know, look how this thing is showing up playing. And they're seeing what is, in other words, the 20 years they have been under the message there. They have seen what has been happening for 20 years. And in the scriptures, all the time in the Bible and the message, and they know how to see it. But the first night, oh, I never hear Robin preach to you. Well, I get kind of. I feel now on the back. He had no tell me, say, boy, he got that wood hard, boy. Say, how they taking that, boy? Let me say, hard, real hard. And I have two mic in front and the mic loud. And I get hitting the hard preaching and the impact of the speakers. I get hitting them in the front and I get bouncing against them. You know, it could have a psychological effect upon them too. Boy, hard preaching. Read hard vision, but you know that was the exact thing. To break them first. Let them realize that they need leadership. And to give them courage and show them the word. And then the last message, you say, boy, I was to give them some encouragement. And that last message did everything. Until the very same minister, he had a come wrong now. He said a conference, he said, boy, this is it, boy. This is it. Because he hear all the messages in New Zealand, but he never believed that if we ever preach 100 messages, he will hear things 100 times. If we have 200 messages to preach, it won't be like the minister coming and warming something. It's like more and more and more and more. So when he gets to the eyes now with out of the inmost being full rivers of living water, he has that teacher with a fountain bubbling up. So God do that for him, and he
Then we hear and say, boy, this is his boy, until we see after. You see, my, this is it. They have put a lot of ministries, but none like this one. Is something else here? 3 minutes of 10, is something else? about 2 days before, we were in a room, a hall together. I stayed with them and brother stayed by another, with the local brother who assisted. So brother leave now, he started questioning me. He said, boy, white man, son. So when I bring the groceries and he handed me, I said, thank you, brother. Because the place he stayed, you know, he said by the local minister, you know, and he keeps teasing me, when you leave the body worship. He said, okay, Stevie. So I said, nah, man, I said, don't think so. You know, so when he left that, you know, he come back, like, he stayed by us, and then he left, you know, so he has to go home. So when he left, all the ministers had questioned me. They normally do that, eh? When you see by yourself, they question you and ask you some kind of questions, and you gotta take your time to answer. Although you know the world, you gotta take your time to answer. You still come up and you will say so on. You can't go through the messages, you know. Answer the talk and thing, you know. You gotta take your time and answer. Boy, and I started answering that man. He asked me certain questions about this country and certain ministry. So, but the very same thing they were going through in the very same island. I said, I'm after years, I repassed them thing, man. I seen the other days, I say, like David, you know, he was appreciative. A young man, you know, he had Gentile warriors and rejected, you know, and the people and Saul always at them. But yeah, he saw Bella Javin with them. You know, he won't play ambitious and catch a Javin here like Wang and touch the back of Saul, he would keep talking. And the Bible says David had wise in all his ways. And David knew that God was giving him the kingdom, and even Abner, he told Abner, he said, straight, I didn't go to him, boy. And even when he chipped off his assault garment, he smote him, he got a conviction. And I try to show him how the ministry over the years, how it came up and everything. And you see, because he had a wrong concept. He get information that the ministry was not taken away. So I wasn't ashamed to the world, it wasn't so. I was ashamed how we fought and how we survived through the world, eh? I take the world and shame. So you see it, so he eyes are open and the wife scared me. That's shame. I say, the minister over there just keep pushing the world. And men keep throwing mud, slinging mud, but he keep pushing the world. And we always take care of all those things. A lot of things rise up, but he keep pushing the world and take us safely through. But when the meeting start now, he was seeing what I was telling him at a greater magnitude. So you can put two together, you guys will look. He was seeing it, he couldn't get away from it, and yeah, the Lord had me talking that way. Because the minister said the very same word. And just dismantled the whole system. And then after we started to go around, I made the ones and the twos, the real pillars of that old system, who was excommunicated. And who stopped fellowshipping because of what is happening. So the many pillars, I just had a path like Elijah, path and touch the mantle. And just keep falling, one by one. Then men started to regroup. Boy, and then men started to weep and acknowledge. And it was something else. And we left them there with the messages and on the effect of the word. And God passed and made the pillars. Men were standing. And pass that way, that man over them, like Jesus passed and said, follow me. It was something of an experience. And the minister, he saw that. He had never seen that ever. He never knew he never seen God work that way. Just through the word. Not pulling no man to himself. And he didn't see the word try to pull man to him. He see the word establishing the church, showing his spiritual in the church. It was something else. I have never seen it done so before. It's really good. And we know about all the things that happened back there. And we know it before. It's because I'm a real fighting boy. Well, we see that, we know that he knows defeated and just trying to do a lot of things. And we know you all knew that when he was fighting here, you all knew exactly what was happening on the other side. I'm glad for you, man. Praise the Lord. Precious God in front here. Even Brother Leon, one morning I woke up, you know, about maybe 2 o'clock, and you know, I roll over my knees and start to pray for Brother Leon. I call Margaret, I tell Margaret, I said, tell Leon that the Lord woke me up to pray for him. And even for my precious brother here, sorry, you know, I can't really call his name, but hearing the great miracles God has done, you know, for him, man. It's something is happening to him. Something is happening. We on the brother never could come. You know, we're almost there. God is doing things on this right here for us. Something else. I trust I could have done it better, but I pray sincerely. I know it's hard to get the words to explain what really happened and what happened. But maybe when people are tired and we begin to fellowship and laugh, a little more relaxed, a lot more will come out in a better way. But the greatest before the prophet and after the prophet. God bless you all. And here it is that it's a year now, you know, that TF I had over 2 years now after the operation, and you know they said for this thing reached there already. And when I was a month, I had this scan, I think over 1500 30 scan belong to see the before I cut it up. For this study in the library, you know, just learn some kids. And one of them was like, your enemy's dead, and that's why your enemy is destroyed, you know, and why listening to those kids, and, you know, that I get so in the spirit, and, you know, my heart desire was for that same, you know, result, then. That I can have that same result, you know? And yes, that is in 17:1, not this one, I got 24. Dominion, this is the last message. And this is your focus. And why there, you know, the dream that I have with the serpent, the snake, come back to me. And the Lord, if, you know, if I, but how if I do it for me to dream this dream again, you know, let me be hurt by someone to kill this enemy, to kill this thing. That is my voice. And, you know, while listening to the Savior, Robin, he said, go and see your enemy is dead. Any cactus, I'm so sweet about this thing. I get a big cactus tree behind my house. And he said, go and see, you know, anything. And I want that same experience, you know. I don't have something else to contrary, you know. Something like prophet has, you know, where they go to them to go and you see, and we didn't talk to. And I so want, you know, get into that atmosphere. I think, Lord, I wanted to get that same result. And so, oh Lord, it is not a will, then, not for us. But how that, you know, game with and kill him. But he's standing on it, that was the 17. I just went to the bar there, and you know, found a little kitchen garden, and with everybody talking to me, yeah. And looking for any fox or whatever. And when I looked through, I see a snake in the cactus. Same snake at a Halloween dream in the cactus. So what, I read inside, and I went back, I said, Lord, let this be that, you know, how you brought this dream to my realm as a baby, you know, a sign that I kill this thing. And that was just, I just prayed and helped me, and I went to prison. I hit it in one, you know, a chocolate. I realized that the snake was already dead. I just already got such an answer to even go, you know. I wanted to kill it, but here it is. You didn't know your enemy is already dead. And the same thing that I'm trying to do, the same thing that I'm while praising God now, I look up. And the second dream I had with the letter 4, number 4, was the same position I was praising God behind my house, you know? And I remember the next dream now with letter 4. And I start praising Lord. I went inside. And you know, 4 days after I get the result from Uncle. And while I'm inside, you know, this my thing, my song stream, but you know, I want to give God praise and everything. I was going to write in general what happened that day, in 17 Sunday. And I don't even know, you know, I was, you know, I'm not so good at spelling, you know, I can read and I'm good, but still spelling that stuff hard, you know. I mean, and write, I want to write this word to start, you know, in the notes, in the, you know, I can't spell the word. So I'm looking all over that, I said, I do have this word in my diary. So I'm looking, so I know that I'm looking through the paper, I can't see. And just like that, I just stay quiet, and you know, I never had intention of spelling this word by heart or by anything. and the Holy Spirit. He said it was to me that I started writing all the words, and I went and I found out there I can go back to that certain scripture, the Psalm 50, where you know where you know in Psalm and where he was going on the pit and of death and horse, as we pray to the Lord, he go down to the pit and he has changed our sackcloth and filled it with gladness. You know, and I tell people, I said, Lord, you know, here is the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, tell me, and I write. And I write, I spell it well, and go back to the and it's spelled exactly, perfectly. You know, I thank God for God, you know, it's magnify the Lord with me, and let it extol his name together. To go and give the glory, all great things to God, and God bless you.
Oh God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Truly you are wonderful, Father.
Oh God, you are our King, Father. You are our Savior, Father. You are our leader, Lord. You are the one, oh God, Father, who is leading us, Lord. Oh God, continue, God, Father, to lead us, Father. Continue, God, Father, to take us through, Lord. Lord, we are totally dependent, oh God, Father, upon you, Lord. Oh God, we could do nothing, Father, within ourselves, Father. Oh God, but to look unto you, Father. Oh God, Father, we give you thanks, oh God, even tonight, oh God, Lord. Oh God, for what have been said and done, Lord. So much, oh God, have been said and done, oh God, on the foreign field, Father. Lord, we see, oh God, along the years, oh God, what have been taking place among us, Lord. Lord, we know what it is like, Father, to see, oh God, your word, oh God, Father, taking place, oh God, in our life. Lord, we can think, oh God, about others, Lord, for the years we've been praying, oh God. Lord, about the foreign fields, Lord, but yet, oh God, now you have given us the time, oh God, that we can testify, oh, what is taking place, Father. Truly, oh God, is a great privilege, Lord. We know what it is like, Father. We pray, oh God, that thou, oh God, would give us strength, oh God, that we could continue the work, Father. Oh God, you had us, oh God, Father, that we could work, oh God, Father, we could become a part of it, Lord Jesus. Oh God, have your way, Lord. May you continue to give us strength, Lord. Continue to give us grace, Lord. All your mercies, oh God, be extended, oh God, unto us, Father. And may, oh God, you give us all that it takes, Lord, that we could support this great work, Father. Oh God, that we could become a great part, Father. Oh God, have your way, oh God, even among us tonight as we are about to leave, oh God, Father, your house, Father. To go, Father, to our homes, Lord. May, oh God, your Father, your Holy Spirit, oh God, would go with us, Lord, and work, oh God, even greater in our homes, Father. Oh God, we pray that you will continue to bless your servant, Lord. Continue, oh God, Father, to lift him up, Father. Continue, oh God, Father, even to grant, give him rest, oh God, Father, in his physical body, Lord. Lord, that he could continue, oh God, Father, his work, oh God, on this side, Father. Have your way, oh God, among each and every one of us, oh God.